So holding on Lamed Aleph Beis, the Ran, 6 lines on the bottom, at the end of the line, Amar Leih Pshita. So Rava said back to Rav Chiya bar Oven that Af Agav the Yerbet Nele B'Matana Osir. Obviously, he meant the Osir even after he gives it to him. Why? The Loi. If not, Elecha Lefukei Mai Lefukei the Mignev Ganav Mignev. His point is the Osir. They shouldn't steal. But to me, right, it's a question. Klomer, Vare, Dafa Gav, the Yobin, now Levi Matono, even though he gave it to him as a Tono, Ostra Lov Kikrai. He still meant to Asar it. The Lo, because he didn't mean to Asar it afterwards, only meant to Asar it while it's still in the mother's possession. They said, you know, Ostra Lov, what did he accomplish with the Isser? My Nafkele mean Isurai, what is he accomplishing with the Isser? Hareba Oid, Shakikar Shaloi, Rishusoi. And a circle also love. She also remembered who like. He doesn't need to make it also. It's also to me. You can't touch my item. So, without my rishos, I don't need to make an isser on you to prevent that. Well, lack of the member, the mishmachi also love. It's not logical to say he meant to make it also. Mishum di miganva mine titzer leho. He wants the also in case he steals it. The lack of the masakadaiti hachi. People don't think like that. Why do you make it asr? Today she yellow yafsuloi shitnoloi. He says you shouldn't pressure me to try and give it to you as a matana. So he said, well, you know what? Hey, you give it a matana, you can't get anything out of it. You can't use it. So that's what makes sense. So the means to make it asr after he gave it to him. He meant to make it usher if he would invite him. Once he gives it away, it's mutter. What does he mean that I want to make it usher on you? If he would invite him to the house, which at that point in time it still belongs to the owner. So, and therefore the word kikroi, which means when it's my kicker, is still true. Okay, so Rabbi says that when the person says kikri alecha, he means to make it usher even after it's given away. He means to make the item usher, and it should remain usher, not only as long as it's mine. Eisrei. Zot the Gemara, top of Lamed Haven Aleph. So that's what Rabbi said. So the Gemara is going to ask the question. Amar Loi, Bryce says, Hashelini Peroskla. Shimon asked Ruvain, lend me your paro. Amar Loi, so Ruvain said to Shimon, Kainam paro shani kani lecha nechase alecha. So he said that your par, this par is also in you, or the because shani kani that this is the only one that I have lecha to you, to be also in you, or he says lechase lecha imeshi par elazu. So he only had one par. I'm not going to lend it to you, and I'm making it also in you. But he asked his olives in the chasim. Hashavin kadumcha, lend me your axe. Amar loy kainam kardum kardum li sheyesh. She says shani kanoi chaselai im yesh li kardum elazeh. This is sheyesh loy. So he says, if I have, he's making it tonight. He's saying, I only have one pora, so I can't lend it to you. And if I have more than one pora, that I'm going to if I have more than one pora, So then what I'm saying is not true, and then I'm going to, what I'm saying that I can't lend it to you is because I need it, it's not true, because I have another one, but then I'm not lending it to you because I'm making everything else. So then we say the same idea about the case of the axe. Turns out he does have other ones. So now the Tanai has been triggered, and now the items are Osir. The Chai of Osir, as long as the Madar is alive, the items are Osir and Shimon. Reuven's alive, Osir and Shimon. But Meis, if Reuven dies, and the property goes over to Reuven's children, he gave it. If Reuven gave it to Shimon as a matana, it's a mutter. So it's a kasha and rabba. It went through a third party, like Rambam brought before. If Reuven gave it to a third person, that third person gave it to Shimon, that's mutter.
Rashi
says on this answer of Rav Acha Bredravika, Dekanami, this fits very well in the language. Shiptoni, Shinit Aloy, it says Shinit Aloy Bematana. Lektoni, Shinost Aloy. It says Shinit Aloy, doesn't say Shinost Aloy. Now, the Ron's going to say, how do you know that you're supposed to read those words in the Brisa? Shin, Nun, Tuf, Nun, Hey, as Nitna or as Nosna? The Ron's going to have to talk about that. Zotaran, top of the page. Esve, Ashelin Perozka Hakanuya, which means Lashon of. Now, we don't have the word Hakanuya in our Girsa, but Ron did. Pora Hamunachas Bifneya. So Kanuya means the one that you own, the one that's sitting over here. So there's one par here. He says, Kadam Parashani Kanuya Alecha. Kadam Alecha Parasizu. Imani Kanisi Ala Parazu. I need the par. This is the only one I have. And if I have more, I'm going to answer it. Smallest pitch. So Mechayev Oster, Im Nimsa Sheesh Lepar Acheris, or Kardamacher, if he has another par or another axe, then the netter is Chal, and it's only Mechayev of the Matr. Meis HaShanit L'Mimatana, Reza Mutter. Shadchi Meis HaShanit L'Mimatana, Loi Parosa, V'Loi Kardumoi, V'Loi Nechosim Hein. It's no longer the item. It's no longer his.
That means that 39 is also.
Because of Chodaitoch, the more similar in Elsham, Matter, Nosan, the Mutter, they went directly from Reuven to Shimon, from the Matter to the Mutter. Philhoch, Yeshori, the Kasha, the Rabba, the Oster, so it's a Kasha and Rabba. So Kavega over here has the kasha. We'll look at Kavega's kasha in a second. Dekanami, the Ktani Shanit Aloy, Klamer Shakach Oyse Kabbalah B'Yodam Likrois, that they had a Masurah and this Brisa that the Girsa wasn't a lashon of Shanost Aloy B'Matana, but it's Shanit Aloy. Nitnoi Bechirik Alvish Ein Beksiba Shuma Hefresh. There's no indication the way it's written how to read it. So the Rav Ashi is saying Dekanami, I'll prove it to you because it says Nitno. How do you know it says Nitno? Well, they had a Masurah that was the Girsa. Binyan Alocha Kaim Alon, the Alpha Gavla Yevin Alebim Matano is also be passing like Rava. They even gave it to Mazatana Salasar, the Haki Pasha Le Rava. Rava answered that. Masikin the Dekanami, the Ktani, we've been Daik in the Brisa as well, in the Masara that we have, that's the Girsa. Because the Rashi, but he hechi the yoyvin b'matana zoser who adin im lochay mudr mimenu the chatai mahu. So the same thing will be true if he bought it, it's still going to be osur. So Kreger asked the kasha over here that Rava's point wasn't that the language indicates one way more than the other. Rava's point was that logically he must have meant to make it osur after he gives it away, because as long as he has it, there's no purpose to the kainim. You can't eat my item anyway. Right. Since we're discussing a kikr, which the issue is consumption, that makes sense. You can't steal it from me, and so if I only have to make it also now, what do I need it for? I must mean to make it also even afterwards. But it says he's done with something which you can lend and borrow. So maybe he meant that also only meant that also when it's not mine, when it's mine. And afterwards, if you buy it, fine. If you give it to another, fine. Make it also now, but don't bother me to borrow it because it's also in you. So then there's no chacha that the phrase of parosi or kadumi means even afterwards. Maybe it means, like we said before, only as long as I own it. So Kavega says, Sarhi, on the question. So, so the Parsha Yosef says back. He says I don't understand the question, because let's go back a step in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabba's Pshita, right? So on that, Rabbi Rabban said back, no, he could mean to answer it for an invitation. It's still Rabba stood by his Pshat. Now, what happened now? Now the Rabbi Rabban said back that there's another way to explain what the purpose of it is besides after he gives it away. Even when he owns it, I mean to answer it. I mean to answer it that you shouldn't ask to be invited on it. So why does Rebbe still stand by his pshat? I mean, it must be held that the general understanding is once you ask it, you mean to make it also a period. So if that's the reason, so then it's true over here also. And once he asks it, he means I make it also forever. It doesn't mean to limit it. The phrase kikri doesn't mean to limit. So over here also. So that's how he answers with Kreger's kasha. So that's an important point in the step of the Gemara. Even the Gemara originally said it because of a Savora. At the end of the Gemara is coming along not based on the Savora, but the language, your issue, your language, diuk of Kikri, is not true. Okay. Boy mine Rava Miram Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, Yesh Mila Bekonomis Oiloi. So is there dinam me'ila b'kanavis? So we'll see that a person makes an item usher, and now he's nehana from it. Since we said that the source of the idea of making something usher is based on making it like a korban, so it's, we're taking kedusha's korban and putting it on the item. So by kedusha's korban, a person is nehana from it. He's chayv the korban. He has to have the lacha me'ila. So maybe by kanomis also. Amalei Rav Nachman said back, Tini Tua, we have it in our Mishnah. It says, Makam Shenot Nolei Askar, Tibon Nolei Hektish. So the case where the Meshiv is the Madir, so Reuben is Asher's items on Shimon. Reuben is returning it to Shimon, and Shimon is supposed to pay him, and Reuben refuses to pay. So Shimon can't keep it, he has to give it to Hektish. Why to Hektish? What was it with Hektish? He should throw it into the Yam HaMelech. The Morris says, when something, in case you can't benefit from something, so throw it away. Why give it to Hekdesh? Because it's Hekdesh. This Hanor is also to him. It belongs to Hekdesh. It's a Hekdesh. Remember, Ki Hekdesh. Hekdesh Yesh Ben Milo. Afkanamas Yesh Ben Milo. Something more Kitanoi. That really this din of Milo Bekanamas is a Machlokes Tanoi. Kainam Kikirzu Hekdesh. He makes his item Osir like Hekdesh. Ochlo. Bein Hu, Bein Chaver, Bein Zmol. Fichuk Yesh Lo Pidin. So it's not only is it like Hekdesh that there's Me'ila, it's also like Hekdesh that you can be Pidin. So you can meet Matur, the Kainam, through Pidin. Kikar Zu Alai Hekdesh, he takes it about the Laman. Vachla, Hu Mo'al, Chaber Lo Mo'al. So even though there's meila on a private kainam, even though there's meila on a private kainam, but pinyan there isn't. Pinyan only is only when it's like Hekdesh. It's also to the whole world. Then you can do pinyan. But when it's on private, it's an issue only on one person. You can't do pinyan. Diver Meir. Okay, so this issue whether Milu Bekanamis is Machlokes in Remeir and the Chacham. Okay. Amla Ravacha Breda Rav Avya Ravashi. Kikri Alecha. So Reuven answered his item on Shimon. And then, we're saying that means it's Asr even after he gives it away. And then Nasla B'matana. And then Reuven gave it to Shimon. So thereby causing Shimon to transgress the Isra of the Kainan. So meanwhile, who is Moil? We know by Hekdesh the one who makes the transfer has the Mila. Lilmoinoi is saying Holo Isira Le. For him, there's no Isser, so it's not possible to have Mila. Limo Makabel, so Shimon should be Moil. Yachal the Omar, Hitera Beisi, Isser La Beisi. I didn't want him to give me this item. If it was Isser. So if I had known that it was Isser, I would not have been Kaina. So it's a Kabbalah of Batos. So you're right. The meila is not at the moment when he gives it as a matana, but when he uses it, that's when he's mal. Shekhal moitzi mal is hektish shechulin. Kesav shechulin hu mal. After mal. So he said, well, if I had, I realized he wouldn't have done it. Every case of meila is b'shoyge. So the shargeg argument is irrelevant regarding the halacha meila. I don't know, but the whole halacha meila is when it's done b'shoyge. The parsha meila has in its that a person brings a korban meila. Person has to repay hekdesh. If a person does meila b'mezid, he gets malchus. Which I don't think that applies over here. It gets malchus for Bal Yachal, but it wouldn't get malchus for that. I don't think so. In the case where a person does meila b'mezid, is there a lach that is yitzel chulin? I don't remember. Lav dafka could be the more just using as a borrowed term. The best way to explain what I'm talking about is Mila B'meizah, because it functions like Mila. The Mila is the what's the word I'm looking for?
Reference
form. The Mila is the act of acting inappropriately vis-a-vis the owner. The owner over here is Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're taking his item inappropriately. That's Mila. Like I said, the Lashon Mila by Soita, this Lashon Mila. She was Maul and her husband. She went to somebody else other than her husband. So she rebelled against his ownership. So that's what the word Mi'ilah means. Besides that, regardless of the halachas of Mi'ilah, the fact that it uses the word Mi'ilah, that wouldn't be an indication, I don't think.
The Makabel year, isn't it more pronounced than the Shoshim?
Well, it's not any different than the case a person thought this money was his, and he really was money of Hektish, and he uses it, he's Moyel.
Well, I mean, that depends if he, you know, should have done. I mean, you know, I had these monies in my house, and I, you know, I
it doesn't make a yeah. There's no difference. Because the more it gives an example of a case where the Baal HaBayis tells his shliach, go take that money. Took the wrong money, so who's Moel, the shliach or the mishaleach? The shliach didn't know that there's actors over here.
Who's
Ober?
Who gets Moel? For Baal Yachel?
Being over a Neder B'mezid. This whole discussion on the more Mila B'Kanabas is comparing it to Mila B'Shogig, well, a case of B'mezid. So he gets Malchus for Bayachel. Does he also get Malchus for Mila by Hektish? I don't know. Yeah. Yeshua B'Kanabas, at the round, Ho'isa Dabra Allah B'Kanab. First, he makes something else there as the Kikorban of the Hanami metal. And now he uses it. Mimachayev Me'ila Oloi. Does the Lacha Mila apply? Minimim the Soka Korban. Mechayev Allah Osha Mila. Can Hanami catch him? So he has to bring a Korban. Just like, or not. It's not a Korban, it's an Eder. So Nachman said, our mission of Tibel Nova Hektish, the Memrika Hektish. Dilo Domi Konomis Lehektish, because if it wouldn't be like Hektish, how will the Memrika, you're the Chanoli and Mamelach? So in general, what do we do in a situation? Ketani Bekal Dukhto, the Mora says, and the Mesel of Azor constantly, let's say, things which are us to be in a henna from, you can't be in a henna, so what do? You take the value of that benefit and you throw it away. Yamamelech is the best way to throw it away. Place to throw it away.
Now, why isn't it?
Once it gets there, it's coming out.
I mean, I can understand maybe more for the Bodhisattva, but I mean, here, you know, why isn't it like Baal Tashkas? Like, you know, you could give it to Hektish, and why should I put it in the
Yamamelech? He can do whatever he wants, but there's no deal giving it to Hektish. I mean, the point is, you must not benefit from it. Giving it to a person would be problematic because you're getting the benefit of the matana. So you have to give it. But ilum shame. The point is you can't. Ilum shame. The point is you can't get. So the point is that. The point is that you can't benefit from it. So I mean, you can figure out what, you know, it's not. So over there, the halacha is it's also be'etzim. So the only thing you can do is put it in a place where nobody can get to it. Over here, as long as the doesn't benefit, but the concept would make sense. Now, the truth is that the rush. It says it a little different lashon. Back on the Megillah Mad Aleph, he says that
the
He has to give it to Hekdesh because he asks his all like Hekdesh. He'll call another brother Yodim Imena was Hekdesh, which is what we're saying over here. The Motzla Lichle Yamamelaf, the love called Kamini Lahav to the Hekdesh. Behind the Daik of Mehacha, the Gemara, the Ishmael of Economics. It's not so much that it's the something in the rush that the Mishnah. Not that it should have said that you give it to you put it in Yom HaMelech, but that's an option also. You could say give it to Hekdesh or Yom HaMelech. No, that you can't do. And so it's stressing that you can't throw it away. Whereas the Rana is saying that the Diyak is from the fact that it should have said that, the Rosh saying that it should have said both. They didn't say both. L-O-Y, Mishon the Kedomas, Yesha Behen Mila Kehektish, this is Mila, Kiman the Behektish Osik, Satana Tipo and Hola Hektish. So once it's Hektish, you give it to Hektish. Kedom Kiman is a Hektish, Sha Osu Bekedom Makal Kehektish, Sha Osu Lechol Adam, it's Osu to everybody. So Achla, Ben Hu, Ben Chabera, is Mual, the Yesh Mila Bekedomas, where Mayor holds the Mishon the Kedomas, Pichu Yesh Lepidim, the Kiman the Mitzur, Akuli Alma Kehektish, Tav is Pidoinu. So it's a strong level of Isser. So that becomes like Hektish, totally. And Pidid will work. Kigazor Lai Hektish, Akhla, who? Moal. The Hitler Mitzur LLD, Yimel Tilly Osir and him. Kimis Hani Iu, Minoa Moal. There's Mila. Both Kabera, Loy Moal, Fichel Ain Lepidid. It's not fully a level of Hekdesh that you could do the process of pidyon to remove the Isser. Both scenarios are not in a Mila. So that's the Machlokes. Then you know, Lacha, Kaim along to your mayor, the Yeshim Mila Bekonomis, even though it's Machlokes, your mayor, and the Chachamim and the Bryce, so we pass like your mayor. Because Rav Nachman's medayik to the Tana of our Mishnah holds Yesh Mila. Perek Shtus, Shurishtayim Brasra. In the third parak in Shavuos, Nami Mavchina Der Meir Lerbanan. Over there, it turns around the opinions in the Braisa. It makes her mayor say there's no Mila. The Chum said there is Mila. So the Shitas Rabim is there is Mila. Hell, Kaimel Yesh Mila. Yesh Mila. The Kaimel Nami the Kadam called Yesh Lepidyon. Once you say that's the Chachamim, so we hold there is Pidyon. When we stop Gilead by doing a question, the man, the mall of economists, a mystery, how Karnam, the boss of the meal, the mall of Kaktish, is the Kulan of the meal. So is the din of Yitzhak the Kulan? The Ron says, I'm not sure. Okay. Kikri Alecha, Benoslam and Matana Mimal. Vermer Mimal, but a Sinazu, who has the meal in the process of giving? Giving Yesh Mila. If you're saying that there's in the Meila, Kehecha the Omar, Behektish, still we find Behektish, the Notel Eben, Akar, Shal Hektish, Moal, Abishal Itzia, just taking the item from Hektish is the Meila, even though he hasn't used it. So Hachinami, Mikiman, Shazachaba, as soon as Ruman gives it to Shimon as a Matana, Shaykh Meila, Shiaz the Rishus, Oyster, Menichas the Rishus, Makabal. So there should be Meila on that step as well, in the Yitzia. Who could it be? Niman Lai saying, Holy Osirullah, it's not Osir in him. Mikan Shuvala Rambam, Zal Shakosav, Rambam says, Hamadar Eskaveroi Vehechiloi is Loike Mishum Lo Yachal Devorer. Reuben makes his item Osir in Shimon, and the Reuben feeds it to Shimon. So Reuben has made his words coolant, Lo Yachal Devorer. By feeding it to the person who's also to eat it, the Rambam says, Reuben gets Malchus. So Reuben gets Malchus, so he can be Moel. If the netter impacts Reuben, why can't they be Moel? The more it assumes for the Pashtun, it can't be Moel. So it's a kash on the Rambam. Which is how the Malah Perek Elam Torah. And this point I mentioned earlier. And we were learning that Ron, we were like, you know, that whole world of Mila was like, where's that coming from, right? So when it comes to the case of a makta and a karna, if the karna realized there's a mistake in the nesina, it's batal mafreya, the nesina. So how could there be mila? Ravagav the b'moitzi may rishus hektish efshad afilu batalos mohal. Shenihacha shehu loy hoitzia el chaver hoitzia, v'zeh loy osa el shekibla. In the case of a person is by mila, there's only one person. So the person mistakenly thought it was hektish and took it. So if I know it was hektish, I wouldn't have taken it. Okay. But you did it, the Meiser. You did take it. But over here, he's the Makabel. So we could, whereas over there, he's the one who's actively doing it. So Bishlama, if he really was Makabel, it maybe. But he really wasn't Makabel because it's a mistake. So where there's no Kabbalah really. You're right. Right now, in the scene, there's no Mila. Like you said. When he uses it, he's moral. He, the Gabi Ski, Armin, and the Ski Batos, he. So, being kind by mistake is not true. The Cheshayotzi, Larmin, and Haki. Mida the Havia, call me, Mertzi Mos, Hector Zavulin. But once he uses it, like every case of Hector didn't use it, he didn't realize he used it. So, we also didn't realize he used it. You shall me? When a person asks himself on the kikar, does he mean the normal usages would be to eat it, to sell it? What about to warm his hands on the hot bread? Is that also? So, lo yiv shita. Okay, let's hold it here.